Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, the latest from the first test between New Zealand and Australia in Wellington. And later, Bangladesh know what needs to be done against England.
Didn't bowl in good areas in the first innings in Chittagong. Other than that, I thought we played reasonably well. Made 630 for the game. We probably need to make 650, 700 to have a chance of winning a game out here.
And in football, Barcelona will tackle Arsenal for a place in the Champions League semi-finals. Live to Wellington in just a moment. But first, let's look ahead to the second and final test between Bangladesh and England, which begins later on Saturday in Dhaka. Bangladesh need to be more consistent if they're to challenge the tourists. That's the view of the home coach, the New Zealander Jamie Siddons, having watched his team lose the first test by 181 runs.
I expect us to play pretty good cricket. It's our home conditions. I thought we played reasonably well apart from... Probably didn't bowl to plans well enough and didn't bowl in good areas in the first innings in Chittagong. Other than that, I thought we played reasonably well. Made 630 for the game. We probably need to make 650, 700 to have a chance of winning a game out here. The one thing we were aiming to be is more consistent. We're still having Riyad make 50 and then nothing, Tamim make 80 and nothing, and Saqib nothing, and then a score. So to get scores of 400, you need more consistency than that. You need guys that back it up so that the other guys backing it up play well in the same game. If you're inconsistent, you'll have two guys scoring and four missing out, and you won't have a big score. That's the area we need to improve. And I guess to make 630 against England is a reasonable effort, but it's still 150, 200 runs short.
Let's hear from the England camp. They've already clinched the one-day series for tourists and are keen to complete a double under their stand-in captain Alistair Cook, leading England as regular skipper Andrew Strauss takes a break.
So far it's gone really well. I've enjoyed making those decisions. The selection's been hard, especially in that first test match, and you know, we've got the same decisions again to make today, so I found that tough. But you know, the lads have been fantastic around me. We played some really good cricket in the one days, and look, we've got one big challenge left of us, and hopefully we can overcome that this week.
Has it whet your appetite though for something perhaps in the future?
Look, we'll cross those bridges. I've always said, and you know, people have always talked about me being as England captain, a future England captain or whatever. So look, we'll cross those bridges as we come. We've got one big game today, tomorrow. We'll focus on that. We want to play some good cricket, finish the tour well, something which we haven't always done. So that's a big focus of ours here. And then we'll cross whatever bridge comes across, captaincy or playing, and whenever. Obviously starting hopefully in the summer, if I can stay fit for them.
Alistair Cook there now to that first test match between New Zealand and Australia. It's resumed in Wellington, Australia, beginning day two on 316 for four. Let's get the very latest now from our man at the ground, Brian Waddle.
Well, they've continued today as they finished yesterday, adding 65 runs in the play possible today without further loss. Michael Clarke is 142 not out. Marcus North has been fairly sedate today, 68 not out, and neither have looked in any trouble against the modest New Zealand attack in perfect batting conditions. They passed the 200 mark in their partnership for the fifth wicket, and the record for that wicket against New Zealand is 213 seems more than likely to be broken as Michael Clarke takes another boundary from the bowling of Brent Arnell. 385 for the loss of four then. Clarke moves on to 146 and North is 68.
Many thanks to Brian Waddle. More from Wellington in our later bulletins. Now they're to football and the draw for the quarter and the semi-finals of the European Champions League, which has thrown up a couple of mouth-watering ties. The holders, Barcelona, will play Arsenal. That's a repeat of the 2006 final. Manchester United have been matched with Bayern Munich. That'll be a rerun of the 1999 final. Third ties, an all-French affair between Lyon and Bordeaux. Inter face CSKA Moscow. The Barcelona defender, Gerard Piqué, who knows the English Premier League well through his time at Manchester United, is looking forward to an evenly matched tie.
It's the same style of football, no? Barcelona and Arsenal, and this means that it will be a great game. People will enjoy it. And for us, I think it's better, a team like Arsenal, that they don't just defend, they attack and they try to score, no? We will try to do it better than them and try to win it.
Quarterfinal draw has also been made for the Europa League. Liverpool will face Benfica. Fulham are up against Wolfsburg. Valencia take on Atletico Madrid. And in an all-Spanish tie, that one, Hamburg play Standard Liège in the other match. Well, both Arsenal and Manchester United will be putting their Champions League fixtures to the back of their minds as they prepare for important games in the Premier League this weekend. United host Liverpool in Sunday's big game, while Arsenal will play host to struggling West Ham on Saturday. It should be a straightforward 3 points to Arsenal if it goes the way of the form book, but they were held to a draw in the same fixture last season, and West Ham's manager, Gianfranco Zola, is hoping to get something out of this game.
Arsenal is flying right now, they're playing well, they're scoring goals, so they're playing against West Ham that hasn't been playing very well recently, and their away form is not the best, but football is football, you know. It can, trust me, it can be sometimes tricky. Last year we done very well, we defended very well, and we got a good point for us, so as I said, I want to play this game.
The Tottenham striker Jermaine Defoe has been ruled out for a few weeks, according to his manager Harry Redknapp, after tearing his hamstring. Spurs fighting for the fourth place in the Premier League, that is, and that final Champions League qualifying spot. They travel to Stoke on Saturday. Much has been made of Stoke relying on the long throw-ins of Rory Delap, but Redknapp says that's unfair to manager Tony Pulis, one of his former players.
Tony gets the best out of his team. Tony played for me. Tony Pulis played for me at Bournemouth. He did a fantastic job for me in a team that went through the leagues at Bournemouth and, you know, ended up in the Championship. And he was terrific. And he ended up as my assistant at Bournemouth for quite a few years and did a great job. When I left, he took over as manager. And Tony's done a great job at Stoke. They get the best out of what they've got. He's done a very, very good job there. The throw-in is a big threat. It's a difficult one to deal with. There's no doubt about that, you know. He uses the best of what he's got, and he's using all the weapons that he's got to get results.
Do you think Manchester United should become a supporter-run club like Barcelona? Or are you happy with the trophies being won under the ownership of the Glazer family? Join me, Russell Fuller, for Sports World's special debate about the future of arguably the world's most famous club this Saturday from 14 hours GMT. And we'll also bring you commentary on Stoke against Spurs from the English Premier League.
Don't miss that. Let's look ahead, though, to the key games in the rest of Europe's top leagues on Saturday. BBC's Stafford Jones begins in Italy's Serie A.
Inter Milan may have proved their worth in Europe this week, but now they need to get going again in Serie A. Inter have won just once in their last six league games and have a tricky trip to Palermo on Saturday. Should Inter fail to win, Milan could go top for the first time this season, though they do have problems in defence for Sunday's home game against Napoli. Centre-backs Alessandro Nesta, Daniele Bonera and Aguchi Onyewu are all injured. In Spain, Real Madrid have the chance to move 3 points clear when they host Sporting Gijón on Saturday. Barcelona, who failed to win their last two away games, face a potentially testing trip to improving Real Zaragoza on Sunday. And the race for the Bundesliga title heats up, with the top three all facing tricky away games. The leaders Bayern Munich head to Eintracht Frankfurt on Saturday, while Bayer Leverkusen travel to Borussia Dortmund. Then on Sunday, second place Schalke visit Hamburg.
And let's stay with the German Bundesliga for the result of the Friday night match. Cologne held to a 1-1 draw at home by Borussia Mönchengladbach. That leaves Cologne 5 points and 3 places above the relegation zone. In tennis at the Masters 1000 Series event at Indian Wells in California, Adi Roddick's booked his place in the semi-finals. He was a straight sets winner over Tommy Robredo, Roddick winning 6-3, 7-5. He'll play the winner of the match in progress, Andy Murray against Robin Söderling. Söderling 5-1 up in the opening set. And Yelena Yankovic eased into the final of the Indian Wells WTA tournament on Friday. She was a 6-2, 6-4 winner over the Australian Samantha Stosur. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. That's the very latest world sport from the BBC here in London.